Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen, even as he said. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. My dear friends, on this most beautiful day of the solemnity of the resurrection, our Easter is the most joyful of feasts. And before I enter into the homily, I'd just like you to know that this Mass is the first of the novena of the 9 days that we'll be offering up for all of your intentions, all the parishioners and benefactors of the friars here at Gosport. So this Mass is being offered for you and your families. How blessed we are. This most joyful of feasts, it is Christ triumphed over death, and it is a pledge of our redemption. This is the most wonderful thing when you think about it. Jesus conquers death, and it is a sign that we too shall rise from the dead. Through baptism, we have been cleansed of sin. Christ is our Passover, our Paschal Lamb of sacrifice. Jesus conquered death and sin. This was his mission in life. Man is raised up from his fall and regains what he had lost by Adam's sin. The only reason why Jesus came into this world, of course, was to save us and redeem us from sins, from our sins, from Adam's sin. Jesus is no longer the victim of death. He is the conqueror of death, the child of sin. He proclaims life, the undying life which he has won for us. There is no longer any humiliations of suffering. All is now glory. Glory for him and glory for us. Easter is the great work of creation. 4,000 years ago, God created light on the first day of creation. Now Jesus Christ, on the first day of the week, he also conquers death and rose from the tomb, the light of the world, from the darkness of the tomb. Abbot Rupert, quoted by Don Prosper Gardanger in his book, The Liturgical Life, tells us, "Let us leave the Jews to enjoy the ancient Sabbath, which is a memorial of visible creation. They know not how to love or desire or merit aught but earthly things. They would not recognize this world's creator as their king, because he said, 'Blessed are the poor, woe to the rich.' But our Sabbath has been transferred from the seventh to the eighth day, and the eighth day is the first day of the week. And rightly was the seventh changed into the eighth, because we Christians put our joy in a better work than the creation of the world. Let us let the lovers of the world keep a Sabbath for its creation. But our joy is the salvation of the world. For our life, yea, and our rest is hidden in Christ, in God." How blessed we are on this, the eighth day, the first day of creation in a way, because it is our sign that we too will have the rest that Jesus has, but it will be the eighth day, the eternal rest that we have with Christ Jesus. If you are risen with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of the Father. Let us then, my dear friends, on this most wonderful of feast days, seek the eternal Sabbath of eternal, the eternal light and rest which Jesus has purchased for us by his precious blood. Our true home is in heaven. Our salvation, the fruit of Christ's passion and resurrection, is guaranteed if we seek the things that are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of the Father. So let us always seek the things that are above. We were not made for this world. This world and all its suffering that we endure now, the coronavirus, et al., all the things that we have, is passing. Jesus Christ has attained eternal life for us. So let us seek heavenly goods. And let us pray the Holy Rosary in our families during this time when we cannot have Mass available to us. Make our homes a domestic church, praying the Rosary every day as a family. And that's a wonderful thing to begin in your family from now on. Make the Rosary so important that you don't want to miss it. Because our Rosary, the Rosary Our Lady has promised us, will be a sure sign of our own predestination, our own salvation. And she guarantees salvation to all those who pray the Rosary. Can you imagine that? Praying the Rosary is a sign of our predestination. And it's a sign that we too will have the eternal Sabbath in heaven with Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, and all the saints. How blessed we are. So let us do all we can to help save other souls, as Our Lady said at Fatima. Again, many souls will go to hell because no one prays and sacrifices for them. Let that not be said about us. Let us pray especially for our members of our family, for all of our relatives and friends, neighbors, parishioners. Pray for everyone, because we don't want to see anybody lost in hell for all eternity, especially when it cost Jesus Christ such a great price, all the sufferings that he endured for us to save our souls. And of course, we know on the night before he died, when he had the agony in the garden, much of the suffering there was that his sufferings and cross will be in vain for many souls who would not be saved because of their carelessness and their lack of faith. So let us do all that we can to make up for our own sins and for the sins of our world, as Our Lady said at Fatima, to pray and sacrifice, for many souls will go to hell because no one prays and sacrifices for them. May you all have a very blessed Easter, and God bless you.